Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and I've got the Valerie with me. We're going to talk about your mortgage loans, how to get one, how to keep one, and just how to get one is the most important thing. So stay tuned. We're going to help you get one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Scott.
How's it for like a peaceful entrance?
That's calm.
That's what we're going to do, calm. You know what we're going to talk about? We haven't done this in a long time. And the most important thing, we're going to do the pre-qual. You know, like going in and talking about before we even look at houses.
Cool.
And we've had that, and people say, do we really have to do that? And you really kind of have to do that nowadays.
Yeah, a lot of people will not take, in fact, I bet your people won't. Most experienced realtors will not take a contract, an offer on a house without a pre-approval
Do you remember
letter?
The good old days when I got, so many realtors got mad at me? Because we did a lot of relo. I was one of the first people in town that did a lot of relo stuff because, you know, I went and got it, to be honest with you. I went to Houston and Dallas and really went and got the business and they were the first people in, I guess, the real estate market or the real estate world that said, don't bring us any contracts or any offers that they're not pre-qualified on. What do you mean? We want them to go to the bank or the mortgage companies, and you tell me they can get a loan. I said, okay.
Kind of a different concept.
And I did. I thought, okay, we've never done that before. And when I told other agents that, they said, well, who do you think you are? I said, I'm not doing this. It's not me.
Yeah.
But nowadays, if you don't have one,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It's in it. And people, some people that are really good and they've bought houses, but they haven't bought them in a long time. Sometimes they get a little offended by the realtor saying, you know, they're not going to look at their contract without it. But it's across the board. It doesn't matter if you're good, bad. It doesn't matter if you're buying a $500,000 house or a $50,000 house. Everybody wants to make sure you
pre-approved. And this would have guaranteed this would have offended the heck out of my dad and your dad.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Paying cash.
Yeah.
We want proof of funds.
Right.
What do you mean you want proof of funds?
Right.
They
want to see that you have the money.
They want to make sure you have the money.
Yeah. And if you think about it, it's not a bad idea because if somebody's getting quite a few offers, they're going to, if they've got someone that's good, they're going to go with them over and above somebody that may be paying a tad bit more.
Maybe we want to talk after this, how our new contracts are structured. And the meeting I talked about at NER when I was the token realtor among a bunch of appraisers.
Oh, wow.
But let's talk about, let's back up. Let's talk about, okay, I bring my people into your office, which I've done many, 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 many times.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And we come in and we say, I'll talk to the guy we just brought in. He just came over to my house yesterday evening because he's building a little fence for me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he still appreciates you, still brags on you, by the way. My little VA guy.
Yes.
And you helped him get along. He appreciates very, very much.
Yes.
And, in fact, he asked about you.
That's
and I told him, I said,
sweet.
She's still whipping out loans.
Yeah.
And we come in and sit down and you do what?
So what we do first is I'll just ask you quite a few little questions. And we'll try to do it. I talk pretty fast, as most people know. But I'll try to make you feel at ease. We're not going to take your blood or anything. I'm just going to get get your basic stuff. Get your name, address, social security number, birth date. We basically want to run a credit check on you first. And the reason for that is that's going to tell us not only your credit, it's going to tell me your score, it's going to tell me your debts, it's going to tell me a lot of different things about you. And so we're going to run your credit, you're going to give me your income. If you're self-employed, we want to see tax returns because you may think you make something, and then when I get it, it's not the same thing because I'm going to go by net income 9 times out of 10. And so seeing your tax return if you're self-employed is as important as anything that we're going to do for you. So no pre-approval without tax returns if you're self-employed. Excuse me.
Well, and I'll tell you this, and you might remember this. It was probably 20 years ago. We had a little lady doing our property management, and she didn't pay a water bill one time. It's $23.84. That's how bad it mattered. I never get mad.
Yeah.
Never. You should never see me mad, do you? Ever.
No.
I get so furious because it popped up on my credit.
Yeah.
$23.84. This has been over 20 years. I remember
that. And that shouldn't be right that you can do that.
But it was.
People do.
And it was on mine because it was on rent house. I didn't even own the house.
Yeah.
It was, water was in my name because we turned it on for the people. And she understood why I was so mad. It was on my credit forever. And it dings my credit.
Yeah.
It hurts your credit.
Yeah. A lot of times people don't know what's on
there.
Yeah, a lot of people do not know what's on their credit either. You would be shocked how many times people, I'll go over their credit with them, and they'll be like, really? And 9 times out of 10, it's a medical collection. Now, a medical collection, we don't count it against you, but it counts against your score. So in reality, we're counted against you because it's against your score. But people have them all the time now because they will not know. They change addresses. They only have to send it to the last address. So a lot of times, this is very I mean, you're going to get, very eye-opening, very informational. I mean, we'll let you ask questions as much as I ask questions so that you can kind of see how the process goes. And then we can tell you what you qualify for.
Or people that went through a divorce. That's Rob, not for them.
Or someone going through a divorce. Yeah, and I mean, I say this to the women, the men, anybody out there. If you're going through a divorce, if you plan on going through a divorce anytime in the future,
Don't do it.
Pay your bills. Do not try to not do something to hurt the other person because you're hurting yourself also. Yeah, do not do that.
It doesn't work that way.
And this is way off base, okay? Not anything we're talking about, but while we're on divorces, okay? Let me tell you, is that if you're getting divorced and let's say your wife's getting the house, put in the divorce decree that she has 30 days or 60 days to get that sucker refinanced and out of your name. Now, what are you going to do to her if she doesn't? You're going to have to take her back to court. It's going to be a mess. But that at least will make her try to. I cannot tell you how many people 3 years later comes in. They go, well, my wife was supposed to get it off.
Yeah, they don't care.
They didn't make their house payment, so it's counted against both of them. It's a disaster. So when you're if you're going through a divorce or if you plan to go through a divorce, treat it as a business deal, clean up for both parties. It will help both of you later.
Yeah,
thought for today.
That was not mine. That was her. That doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. And I always tell people a divorce is between a husband and a wife. Is a divorce is not between a lender. So
not just, the devil.
Sometimes the devil's involved, but. I'm your favorite ex-wife, so therefore, no devil here.
That's a fact.
So anyway, okay, back to pre-approvals. And people will say, what's the difference between a pre-qual, which is worth nothing, and a pre-approval? A pre-approval, we run your credit. A pre-qual, we do not run your credit, okay? I'll have people call me and they'll say, I want to get pre-approved, but I don't want you to run my credit.
That doesn't happen.
No, we have to run your credit. It's just one of those things. But if your credit's good, you're not going to hardly notice that I ran your credit. If you're on a 620... it's possible you will know I ran your credit, okay? Don't go have somebody, like go to two different lenders and have two different lenders do your loan application and run your credit. Don't do that. If you're going to shop us, don't run all your junk, okay? I had one guy that actually told me, I'm going to have both of you get me approved and then I'll go with whichever one gets it done first.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
And it's not a good idea. I think it's really on the sign of not being ethical.
Well, yeah.
You can't do that. Do not do that. And
you got to have some faith and trust here, too, folks.
You do. You do. And that's somebody that's not from San Angelo that did that, okay? Is that don't do that. Is be sure that when you come to us, be open and honest, okay? I'm a big girl. If you want to shop me, shop me.
Yeah, I'm glad you used that because I want to go in the next step on what we're going to do. It's not just about the rates, not everything, too, but we're going to go with that next. But.
Correct. So we take all your information. I basically just tell you, first I'll ask you, what price are you looking at or what house payment are you looking at? Because really, you already should have in your mind kind of the market that you want to be in. Just because you qualify for $300 doesn't mean you want to buy a $300,000 house.
Which happens a whole lot.
It does. It does.
Smart
it
people
sure does.
Usually don't buy the max they can buy.
That's exactly right.
I'm not one of those people, but some people are those people.
Yeah, but people, you need to know kind of it. And so you may not know the price, but you know the payment. That will be good enough. How much money do you want to spend? Then after we go through your pre-approval, I'll go through numbers with them and just go over, okay, this is kind of what you're looking as a down payment. This is what you're looking at. These are the different programs that you might could go on. So we'll kind of go over all your ideas.